Community transmission, or community spread, that's the term epidemiologists use when they can't track down where a patient caught the coronavirus. As Ketchikan Emergency Manager Abner Hoag explains, three cases may not seem like a lot.
But as you look at the source of those cases being community transmission, and when you understand what that means, it's a little more important or a little riskier category than, say, just the overall number of cases.
That's because of what the term community transmission implies.
And so if you think about that, what that means is for each case of community spread, there's at least one other person somewhere out there who's infected that we don't know about.
The three people diagnosed with COVID-19 are employees at the Ketchikan Indian Community Tribal Health Clinic, according to the federally recognized tribe. And, of course, it's possible that all three caught the coronavirus from the same person.
But public health couldn't say that definitively. And so we have to go on the worst case assumption, which is that there's three other cases of positive infection out there that we don't know about that could still be spreading within the community.
Last month, Ketchikan's Emergency Operations Center rolled out a data-driven tool that assesses the area's pandemic threat level, and the three recent community spread cases bumped the level from low, or level 1, to moderate, or level 2. Hoag says that with the change in threat level come new recommendations for businesses.
At level 1, restaurants and gyms and offices and everything can open fully at 100%. We know in some locations that 100% doesn't really allow for good social distancing. So we're asking businesses to take that step to make sure that they reduce their capacity on their own to a level that allows them to maintain that distancing.
Some of Hoag's other recommendations include requiring reservations at restaurants and appointments at salons. He says those steps would make future outbreaks easier to track. An important note, though, they're recommendations, not mandates.
Each person is going to have to evaluate what actions they're going to take on their own. But in general, what we're asking people to do is be aware that there's a higher risk currently.
Hoag says he's asking everyone to step up their hand washing, mask wearing, and social distancing, along with cleaning frequently touched surfaces. And he's asking residents to keep their outdoor gatherings to 100 people at max, or 50 people for an indoor gathering.
Is that a hard number? No. If you have a huge space and you can keep people spread out, you have to make that determination for your event. It's not something that we're mandating anyone do. We really want to educate the community, educate them, and let them understand what the risk is, and then have them make good decisions on what mitigation actions are going to protect them and the people who are attending their events.
Now, the elevated threat level comes as students are set to return to full capacity classrooms in just about 2 weeks. But in an email, Superintendent Beth Lougie says the district's back-to-school plan isn't affected by the rise from low to moderate risk. She says that if the threat level were to move to high, or level 3, she'd convene a special school board meeting with Hoag and other local pandemic response officials to, quote, announce a change in the Smart Start plan, end quote. That would likely mean a move to a hybrid model, part online, part in person. But the community would have to see a total of 7 community spread cases within a week to move to that high-risk level. But Ketchikan isn't there yet. Hoag says the threat level could drop down back to low by Wednesday, that is, if things don't change in the meantime.
Of course, every day, potentially, new things happen, and that could change that. But assuming that we didn't have any new community spread cases next Wednesday, this would our indicators would say that we're back at level 1.
More details about Ketchikan's pandemic threat level, including a detailed breakdown of the metrics underpinning the risk model and specific recommendations for residents and businesses, are available at the borough's website, and we'll have a link with this story on krbd.org.